basically allows us to streamline how we're bringing fertilizer to them and eliminate some costs out of that process, passing those costs and savings along to the grower as well.
Welcome to In the Driver's Seat, a podcast on managing financial risk in your grain operation, brought to you by ABM.
So today we have Jake Niederer and Brian Flaska joining In the Driver's Seat podcast, both with ADM Fertilizer, and I'm going to start with Jake today. But first, I want the audience to get to know you guys a little bit. So Jake, I got a question. You've been on several podcasts, but I don't think we've really done this. Where are you from?
Where am I from? I was born and raised in southeast Idaho in a town called Hamer, Idaho. I grew up on the potato farm, alfalfa, oats, barley. That's primarily what we raised out there in eastern Idaho.
So you grew up on the farm. How did you get into the fertilizer space?
My dad was a great grower, could grow almost any crop in any patch of ground, and he couldn't manage money that well. And so it inspired me to become an accountant. And over time, I got into the accounting world, which I quickly learned I hate accounting. And I really still had a passion for the ag business and ag space. And that led me to working for the J.R. Simplot Company in the fertilizer business. And from the Simplot Company, I went to Koch Industries, all in their different fertilizer businesses. So I've had the opportunity to see phosphate operations, nitrogen operations, and kind of get a feel for the global procurement, global flow of fertilizer. And that's been very beneficial because I'm still able to be involved in something that's near and dear to my heart.
And now you live in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities area with your family.
My wife, Nancy, and I got married. Boy, I'm going to get this wrong, Doug. You're going to get me in trouble on a podcast. But 17 years ago, and along the way, we've been blessed to have four kids. One who's a sophomore in high school. He's playing football for the Lakeville North sports community. And then two daughters and a son coming up on the bottom. So we get the opportunity to chase basketball, volleyball, and football year-round.
That's fun. You'll miss it when it's over. Trust me, I've been there. So Brian, where are you from? Give us a little background on yourself.
So I'm kind of an oddity when it comes to, you know, our industry, right? I grew up just north of the Twin Cities metro area in a town called Shoreview. And so when I was coming out of school, I had a chance to speak with a couple of the recruiters from ADM. Kind of my personality and my skill set really matched up really well with ADM. So jumped on board with them here 12 years ago.
And you still live in the Twin Cities area, kids?
Yeah, very lucky. They keep me going hog wild. I got a beautiful wife, Megan, and my two young kids. Stella's just turned 5, and my son is about 2.5. So I always say I got to come to work just to get a break from my real work.
So I know Jake's scenario. He drives in every day, but how do you get to work?
So I drive to the very east end of downtown, and in true millennial fashion, I have a scooter, much like the Limes or the Birds, and hop on one of those for the last about 1.25 miles and scoot all the way in. That's a summer, fall, spring, winter, and I'm proud to say I've only wiped out one time on it. So I think that's pretty good in the first year of doing it.
Both of you are immersed in ADM fertilizer, so I'm going to start with Jake here. Why in the world is ADM offering Farm Direct fertilizer?
We have assets and investments where we need to move tons through those facilities to pay for them. And so as the leadership team in ADM prior to my coming in strategized about how do we fight this battle of consolidation, they really kind of stepped back and looked at their approach and their customer list and said, we need to go to the touch point of the farmer. No doubt farm economies are difficult and tight as well, and there's consolidation at the farm level. But if we do our job right, then we're going to at least have a relationship with the true end customer. And that's something that we're very excited about having because it basically allows us to streamline how we're bringing fertilizer to them and eliminate some costs out of that process, hopefully passing those costs and savings along to the grower as well.
So the market kind of led us down this path, but probably safe to say that the market is also leading more farmers down the path of needing to source directly, find ways to manage costs, et cetera.
What I'm noticing, Doug, is to stay competitive, to have that advantage over the next person they're competing with in their space, they need to do what they can to eliminate costs from their business to be most efficient. And buying fertilizer direct allows them to eliminate cost, doesn't force them to sacrifice quality. It does require some additional ownership of the process, and that is something that we're here to help them figure out so that they can still deliver fertilizer on time to their farm in the right ingredient package form that they need for the plants they're growing.
Okay, so let's say we have a grower who's already thinking about going this direction, have a little storage space, have some application equipment. How do they get started in working with ADM to buy fertilizer farm direct?
The first place I would start is I'd go out to admadvantage.com/fertilizer, and I would look at our sales territory map, and I'd call the salesperson most closest to you. If you don't see a salesperson on there that looks familiar to you or you like, hopefully you're talking to an ADM grain employee throughout the ADM system. Ask them about it. They have also been trained in how to sell fertilizer and how to help you save money. Our motto to everybody always is, try some first. You know, nobody wants to go switch whole hog and jump in feet first unless they're frustrated with their current supplier. But there's a lot of skeptics out there, rightfully so, particularly in the fertilizer space. And so we ask customers, try us. Let us stand by what we say we're going to do. Let us deliver on time and prove out that there's going to be some savings for you. Once we do that, let's move forward and let's build on that and grow the business together.
What about for the grower who's really not set up at all, maybe thinking about it, but no space, no real plans? Can we help them get set up with space and connect them with application equipment? Is there a path that we can help them with that?
Absolutely. And the first thing we're going to do is talk to him about storage options. How does he receive his fertilizer? How does he offload it? Is he just going to use his own tender trailers? Or does he need some storage? We've got two great storage options, flat space and upright bin space, that we can help with some financing options if you're approved for the credit. And then once you get the storage piece figured out, the application components can be handled in one of two ways. You can continue to use your local application company, or you can do it yourself. Now, we do try to create a network of information so that we could pass along individuals or companies who are willing to do spreading an application, so you could still manage everything you need to manage at the farm level.
Do you have to sell grain to ADM to buy fertilizer from ADM?
No, you don't. We'd sure love to get you grain business. We want to earn that business. But at the same token, what we can do is offer you some creative options to lock in forward fertilizer, sell your futures on the grain, and be able to manage your risk. But if you choose not to, you're not required to do one or the other. We just want to serve you, the customer.
I want to dig into this a little bit. We call it Farm Direct Fertilizer. So explain to the audience what that really means. Where does it come from? How does it make its way to their farm?
Couple things in that, Doug, but I'm going to start here with the way the industry was created, right? You've got your producers, your shippers, and then you've got your customers. And throughout time, there's been a couple additions in that process. You've had traders, distributors, you've had retailers then who have set up businesses in handling and administering this product to the crop. Some of that's needed, some of it's not. And every time it touches somebody's hands, you can guarantee there's additional cost in that process. So the reason we call it Farm Direct is our goal is to try and ship it as direct as we can from the plant to you, the farmer, to your crop. That sometimes means bringing vessels from overseas, from places like Saudi Arabia, Morocco, your European Union, and bring them to New Orleans Gulf and sending barge product through up the river, putting it on a truck and taking it to your farm. Sometimes that means buying from the local U.S. manufacturer or Canadian manufacturer and figuring out a way by rail or truck to get it directly to your farm. All the while, it's not touching 15 other hands in the process. We're trying to streamline how that fertilizer is being bought and delivered to your farm so that we're not increasing the cost along the way. The other thing that we think direct represents, why we say farm direct fertilizer, is more of a direction in price and direct communication with you, the grower. There's a lot of lack of transparency in the fertilizer business, and we've been able to notice through public financial statements of retail companies and people who participate in that space that their markup and margin on these products are massive. When we look at that, there's not been a lot of transparency to the grower about when the right time is to buy or why. And so what we're trying to do is provide information to the grower to help him make better decisions. There's still going to be volatility in the markets. It's a market. But hopefully with some tools that we're providing, we help eliminate that volatility and make it better for him.
So there's some seasonals. We've talked about it. July isn't the worst time many times to think about buying fall fertilizer. Also, not the time most people think about buying fall fertilizer. So I think some of the tools we've worked on can shed some light on that. Let me ask you this. The types of fertilizer that we handle, the quality and the products, any different from what a farmer might be used to getting from his supplier currently?
It shouldn't be. Sometimes the color might be different, but at the end of the day, the chemical formula is going to still be the same formula. If you're buying 11-52-0, that's what you're going to get. We're not trying to deliver the low dregs of the world and just push that out into the market at a discounted price. That's not what bulk fertilizer represents. It represents taking out the middlemen in the process.
Talk a little bit about growth plans. I know you have plans. We've put some blenders in. We have plans for more other assets. Can you just give a little flavor for where we're growing and expanding?
Doug, we have specific locations where we are focused in growing our fertilizer business. We're doing that in a couple ways. We're going back through our big bulk assets that we have today that have been set up to ship straight products out and adding in blenders into those locations. This enhances the footprint of farmer that we can serve, and it also allows us to add some service to our process as well. Those locations have been Blytheville, Arkansas, Helena, Arkansas, Evansville, Indiana, Ottawa, Illinois, Toledo, Ohio, Comanche, Iowa, and then Winona, Minnesota. We've also added two locations as well in Carberry, Manitoba, and Port LaGeorge, Saskatchewan. All those locations are set up with blend capabilities and we're set up to be able to serve the farmer with any form of NPKS micro package need he needs today to help him grow his crop.
Good overview. I'm going to shift gears here for a minute. I'm going to ask Brian some questions and introduce to the audience Poly4. Brian, can you help the audience understand what is Poly4 and what are the plans to bring it to the U.S. market?
So Poly4 is something we're really excited about. It's basically a low chloride, high nutrient profile product that contains 4 of the 6 macronutrients required for crop health. It runs a 14K, a 19S, 6 magnesium, and 17 calcium. The micronutrient profile of the product is essentially mined as is. In fact, the only additive that is used on top of this Poly4 product is a starch binder, which ADM is going to be manufacturing. You've got a really high quality product that encapsulates 4 of the 6 nutrients, minimally altered, which reduces additional layers of cost. You compound that with ADM's, what I would call, Jay, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I consider our premier distribution network amongst the best in the industry when we control the vessels, the stevedoring, the barges, the terminal services, and then the trucks to support the business. So now you can see where the excitement comes in, that we basically have production economics paired with the distribution supply chain that ADM has already established. And you can see why we're so excited for the product.
I'm going to put my grower hat on for a minute. What's the real value to a grower? Why would they maybe consider using Poly4?
Really, the bottom line is we want to provide additional value to the grower. We do that by increasing their yields. We do that by lowering their costs, by hopefully eliminating some of these other products that farmers are adding into their profile that we can hopefully eliminate or certainly reduce, right? Take K, for example. With the Poly4, we're hoping to reduce the K profile by 25 to 35% by replacing their current potash program practices with this Poly4.
So where are we at in the process? What's the timeline from where we're at to this being more widely available to our growers?
So this year, we started both commercial and technical trials. I think we're up to about 65 or 70 trials across the U.S. and into the southern Canadian prairies, as well as eastern Canada. Early returns are very favorable. We should have some hard data out upon the crop coming off here. And then once we hit 2020, we'll do trials both the spring and the fall as well and have some data available.
We need the data to prove out the value. So a little bit of patience, but time for people to start getting familiar with what Poly4 is and how it might work for them.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, they're going to start production full scale 2021, but you're really staring down the 2022 season for the first full impact of Poly 4.
Jake, how does Poly 4 fit in with farm direct fertilizer strategy?
One of the things that I find exciting about an ADM fertilizer representative walking onto the farm is that when you talk to those representatives, it's not what we have in stock at our local shed. It's a global network that's walking onto your farm, and we're going to introduce you to products you've not heard before, that we might have some data that could support or help enhance the efficiency on your farm. And we believe that Poly 4 is one of those great products that we're going to be introducing to the market that will do so. The Poly 4 will really allow the farmer to capture two mid-macro products, potassium and sulfate, with some very key micro products. And it does it in a homogeneous blend, which is always very good for the plant because it helps it be able to make it more plant readily available.
It really comes down to driving efficiency in the supply chain and for the farmers to be able to source the best cost, highest value products, and to put pressure on us to get it to them as low a cost as possible. Any other comments from you, Jake, that you want the audience to know about as we go through the rest of the summer of 19 into the fall of 19?
Doug, I'd make a recommendation on products for farmers throughout the North American market to really be evaluating their purchasing needs for the coming 2019-2020 spring season. And I know that feels like forever from now, but there are some really good opportunities to lock in good margins and to be able to save money for that coming year. The products that we're watching very closely that have just had their recent announcement on fill prices have been potash, sulfate, and nitrogen. We've been recommending phosphates for quite some time. We see that market somewhat depressed. So ultimately, it's time to visit. It's time to talk to an ADM representative, see how we can get you forward prices into the spring of 2020 and help you lock in your margin for next year, as well as what you're going to do for this fall.
I'm going to pile on that just for a second, too. Looking at grain markets, prices have rallied as we've gone through the summer here. Also, we talked about crop insurance and the ability to lock in a higher revenue guarantee. So you pair these things together, and I think we're in a unique position to help people understand and think through when to buy fertilizer, when to sell grain, how to protect against risk. So thank you both for joining this episode of In the Driver's Seat. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
This has been In the Driver's Seat, brought to you by ABM. To learn more about managing financial risk in your grain operation, talk to your local ABM representative or go to ABMAdvantage.com.